Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp. We're doing something a little different today, so I've got our associate publisher, Wade Stevens, in. Say hello to everyone, Wade.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Katie Ruth, for having us.
As well as Caitlin Young. She's our multimedia marketing specialist and our event coordinator, and we are going to chat all things Best of Cobb today.
Yay! Best of call.
Y'all are probably happier than anyone to have this issue out in Saturday's paper, right?
Absolutely. We can finally tell everyone who won.
I think the emails and the phone calls that we constantly get about where did they place, who's won, and then also wanting to know about other people may finally end.
Yeah, so for people who have been living under a rock and have no idea what Best of Cobb is, I know you've got some data on it, Wade. Kind of talk about how many categories we had, how many people voted. I mean, the behemoth that is this contest for us.
Absolutely, Kay Ruth. This year was a fantastic, it was our third year of doing it digitally. We had over 234 categories that had come from 28,000 nominations that were in the fall and were made the ballot. This year we had over 33,556 people vote, and they cast over 317,000 votes. For these businesses. So big numbers there.
That is so much. And then, too, I mean, of those 234 categories, you've got first, second, and third place. So it's not just one in each of those.
Exactly. So there are over 700 winners listed in the Cobb Life that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's a 144-page beautiful magazine.
And when did these nominations start? Like, how long has it taken to get to this?
So it runs about 30 days. And you have to remember, you know, our nomination period runs about 30 days. Then voting runs 30 days. So if you're looking at the total votes, we had about 10,000, over 10,000 votes per day, which is incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean, the web traffic on that and us trying to make sure that we've got everything perfectly in place so that everybody can see it great is kind of the behind the scenes part that we handle. But other than that, it's really up to the readers and voters to make sure that they're, you know, supporting their friends and neighbors and, you know, customers and businesses that they love.
And we hear every year, pastime, like, oh, how can I nominate so-and-so? Or, you know, it's like, no, there is a nomination period. So make sure you're reading the newspaper, reading the magazine, and following us on social media so that you could be up to date on when to put those nominations in. Because once that nomination period is over, that's it.
That's it.
Who's being nominated on. That's
correct.
Who's being voted on.
So. Yeah, and we have a great partner that we work with that helps us, you know, during the nomination period. We have about, it takes us usually a week or two just to make sure and verify with them that those businesses are actually in Cobb or service Cobb. So we take the top nominees from that with their help and then turn around for voting about 2 months later. So for those looking for 2021, when it's going to start for the 2022 Best of Cobb, be watching out for the end of September, and that'll run through the end of October.
And it's a really big deal because if you haven't seen the magazine, and if you haven't, then shame on you. You need to subscribe to the MDJ so you can get it in the mail and not have to look for it around the county. But, I mean, this is our biggest issue of the year by far. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
What, 150-something pages?
144.
Okay, yeah. I knew it was close to that, yeah.
It is more than double our normal Cobb Life.
It's a brick.
That it is.
A brick of love and sweat and tears, right?
All of the above.
All of the above. Absolutely.
Well, and I know, Caitlin, you personally handled a lot of the nominations and the voting and all of that. Kind of talk about how much work goes into making this.
Well, I will say this year was more work than in years past. And because of COVID, we had a lot of businesses that had closed. So it was checking with, you know, our whole team to make sure especially the places in their areas that maybe I'm not familiar with. And definitely our partner is a national partner that we use. So they kind of rely on us to go through and review. And if a business is not, if something's not in business any longer, you know, obviously we're not going to let them move on to, or, you know, they're sure. going to be removed to go for voting because that's not a business that's open any longer.
And you're having to go through each of those individual nominations to make sure they're in Cobb, make sure that they are still in business, make sure they're in the right category.
Or that the spelling's correct. Right. We've had that happen before. And sometimes, you know, people complain about that to us and they're like, how do you do that? And why is it wrong? Well, sometimes the businesses are spelled wrong in Google. and a lot of the entries are based off of Google and how that's registered, or their addresses are based off of Google, because our system that we use is based off of Google mm-hmm. and their information. So that is something that we have to kind of partner with the businesses and in the business that we use the platforms.
What were some of the surprises from this year? Wait, some of our top vote getters that shocked you? Or
you know, Mount Perrin again was our top vote getter, and that was not a surprise. They won last year, so
man,
that,
they campaigned hard. For
they
this
sure did
year.
Work. and again, they were our top vote getter. But the surprise was Evie May Photography.
And you know what? That's somebody who Brittany has worked really hard, and she's worked hard over the years to campaign and ask people for votes, and that just mm-hmm. shows that. You know, she's out there pushing it every single day. As somebody who I'm personally friends with on Facebook, I'm impressed because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of just making sure that she's asking people for her votes and on both of her pages, her personal page, her business page. And
she's a one-woman show. This is her business. She doesn't have staff pushing it out
exactly.
or anything else. She's doing it herself. And she's also featured in the magazine. So if you've been flipping through, be sure to check out all her cute little kid photography.
They're adorable. And, you know, to see that one person in a single woman business got 1,811 votes alone mm-hmm. is incredible.
And Johnny Sinclair with Ansley Real Estate was rounded out the top three, bringing in 1,728 votes.
Impressive. Mr. Marietta Realtor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He campaigned hard this year too. And, you know, it's just impressive those people that have like worked hard and really asked for it and pushed, and, you know, the people that have faith in him too. You know, you see a lot of people that do ask for it, but I think it's a following up and just asking every day people to vote for you and push hard.
Well, and what are some things people do to get more votes? I mean, obviously they encourage all their friends, family, coworkers, everybody to vote. I know some people did a QR code.
Code, yes. I've heard of medical offices using the QR code when you exit as you leave, mm-hmm. and it takes you straight to their spot on the ballot. So you can vote for just them and leave after you've checked out. And it's a very effective way to get votes, you know, over the 30-day period.
Well, and also, you know, we offer online ads on our website. And this is a shameless plug, but, you know, we get over 2 million hits per month on MDJ Online. So if friends or family are scrolling through the website to read a news article and they see an ad from somebody like Johnny Sinclair and they're like, oh, I can click on this ad, it'll take them directly to the spot to vote for Johnny Sinclair on the Best of Cobb. Mm-hmm. So that's a great option. And then, you know, when you're scrolling through the contest, we also have enhanced listings, which is a great deal for $99. It lists, has a picture, it has the brief description of the person or the business, it has a hot link from a mobile device to go straight to call them, go to their website or any social media pages. Mm-hmm. And that's just in a way to kind of bump up your listing. So we've had a lot of people take advantage for that because it's very affordable. And as far as the web impressions, that's very affordable as well. And it's a great way just to kind of remind people while they're looking through our website.
Absolutely. You know, Kateri, a crazy story there. You know, obviously last year during COVID, our website traffic almost tripled and quadrupled.
Sure. Yeah.
But we're still double where we were pre-COVID on our website mm-hmm. traffic. So that's one thing that has not left us is the web traffic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very effective way, like Caitlin said, to mm-hmm. spend your dollars.
Oh, yeah. And the increase in, like, you know, e-edition subscriptions and things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's been another way. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but the e-edition is actually the copy of the paper with the ads and everything included, so people can see it on an iPad, tablet, or their phones in real life, not just going through certain news articles.
Well, obviously, last year was a challenge. It was also our April issue.
Yeah, and I mean, the shutdown had just happened. Everything had shut down, and we had that beautiful issue last year to try to get out. I think we were still delivering magazines and the banners in July.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just took us that long to get it out. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we did not get to have the celebration last year.
I know. So talk about that. The 2 years ago, obviously not last year, but we had a huge celebration. We had, 1,200 people there. We had live music. We got Jim Miller Park, which is just open, which was a beautiful event space for us. Everybody came out, was taking pictures and sharing, and, you know, we had a little red carpet. And we were planning to do the same last year, and then kept pushing it back and trying to reschedule
it. We did everything we could, and it just wasn't, you know, we weren't able to pull that off. But very excited. We've got an excellent plan this year, Katie Ruth. It is Thursday, June 24th at the Jim R. Miller Center. Mm-hmm. We're going to be using the entire facility this year. Mm-hmm. The response already from our winners has been, they've just been offered to bring food and offer, I mean, lining up to be. So I'm really
excited. People are so ready to celebrate.
They are. And we've got Loud Security coming on again as our title sponsor. We've got Ansley Real Estate and the North Georgia State Fair, Odell O'Neill Blanchard at Hungerford Law Firm. 313 Salon, and of course, Superior Plumbing is our presenting sponsors this year. Mm-hmm. We've got All Pro Pest Services doing the patio sponsorship, and Kennesaw Gynecology doing our VIP room, and we still have drinking parking sponsorships available. So
I mean,
if anybody out there,
be a drinking sponsor, right?
So if anybody wants to do that, get in touch with Caitlin or myself. We'll be glad to get you out there. But really expecting over 2,000 people this year.
Wow, yeah.
I think the timing is right. I think the vaccines will be readily available to everybody, hopefully later.
Well, and with that, still be taking safety measures.
Oh, absolutely. We'll still be spreading it out. The guys at Jim R. Miller are wonderful to work with, and they've already started planning how we're going to space things out, and mm-hmm. they're already steps ahead of me on how we're going to lay it out, how it's going to be safe. Mm-hmm. We've got Brother Whitlock coming back. The three years in a row, they've won Best Band, and they've agreed to come back in and play this year at the event. So
always a hit.
I think it is going to be just a great event on June 24th. So
great.
That's my next project. Start working towards that. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the history of the Best of Cobb and Cobb Life magazine itself. So we'll be right back.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owners courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Okay, we are back with Wade Stevens and Caitlin Young. We are talking about our Best of Cobb issue, which just dropped yesterday, and it'll be on newsstands later on this week. So
absolutely,
be sure to check that out, and we'll have lots of stories online throughout the month announcing some of the winners. So it'll be a month-long but year-long thing, too.
Year-long celebration is the goal. Absolutely.
Well, and talk about, too, because being able to say that you're the Best of Cobb, it's not that you're just in our print edition online for the month of April, March, whatever, and then that's it. Like, this is something you can tout for
forever.
A long time.
As long as you'd like.
And
absolutely.
Then people actually go to our website and that sort of thing if they're looking for a pest controller, if they're looking for a hairstylist, to see who has won these, because they know that obviously if they've won this, then they must be good at what they do.
Absolutely. And this year we've got a lot of three-time winners, 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And it's
three-peaters.
So we kind of made a triple logo using the 2019, 2020, and 2021. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just going to continue to grow each year. But it's not that we've been doing Best of Cobb for 3 years.
You know,
we actually started Best of Cobb. The magazine started in 2005. And our first Best of Cobb year was 2006. I'll never forget how we had our first event at the Whitlock Inn. And it was February. I remember it was cold. So it was January, February of 2017. And we had all of our winners come. And we presented them a wine bottle that we had a custom label put
on.
Now,
this was 2007.
2007.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, did I say? I probably said 17. You know, my years run together when you've been here as long as I have.
Which is how long have you been with the company?
I started my 23rd year in February.
So, as Joe Kirby used to say, you're serving a life sentence.
Serving
right?
a life sentence, absolutely. But that was so fun, and we were so proud. You know, we did the in the issue, you put the ballot that was selected. You had to you tore it out and you mailed it in, and we got 3,000 votes back then, and we thought that was the big deal.
Well, I mean, that is a big deal to get people to actually physically fill out something, put it in the mail, and send it out.
Absolutely.
So that's much easier to go online and click a couple of things and be done.
Yeah, it's much easier now, and obviously the votes have more than surpassed the 3,000 ballots we got mailed back. But
well, and now also, you know, the really nice thing about the ad partner that we use for this this system, or the managing partner we use for this system, is that we have all of these years up past, the past years up since we started using them. So we have best of 2019, best of 2020, and then we'll have best of 2021 up, and they're up until, you know, they're up forever.
So you can go back and research, you know, and it's funny, when I travel now, I'll look at the local newspaper there. Like, I went out to Steamboat and I looked, and they're on the same platform that we use, and I always look through their years of winter. So it's a great platform, and like I said, you can go back and look at winters from 2 years ago. So,
and just so people know, we're not picking favorites. This is completely reader based,
and it's third party. I mean, they run the program, they run the vote tallies, and
they audit it
as I tell Johnny used to ask, who's all, I said, we would, they make sure that none of the Russian bots vote, you know, that these are valid emails. So we had, 35,000 almost valid email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So they validate that those are real email addresses and not a Russian bot.
Now you can vote with your personal email and your work email.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I've done that.
When people ask me, I say it's one vote per email address per day. that's my canned response. One vote per email address per day.
So you touched a little bit on the history of Best of Cobb. That first year when it started, do you remember how many categories there were?
I really don't.
15, 20. I know for a while it was a lot smaller, obviously, than it is now.
I need to go back and pull that issue that we had.
Oh my gosh,
I would love to look through it.
A time capsule.
It really would. And it's so hard to see how far we've come. It's so fun to look back. But
yeah, and you mentioned that started 2006, but the magazine itself actually started in 2005.
Correct.
So I know that there's some subscribers that have been getting it since 2005. I know when I was an intern at the paper, part of my project was helping to start up Cobb Life, and I remember being in Home Depot looking at paint samples, trying to help Mark McGuire come up with like a color scheme for different things. So it's been a project for a long time, but it's something that the community's really supported, and it's really grown.
It really has, and like you said, this is one of our strongest issues we do each year, but I think every issue we do is fantastic of Cobb Life. So very proud of the magazine, no doubt.
Well, June 24th.
Yes,
right?
June 24th.
Our party. So be sure to register for that, buy your tickets.
Yeah, the tickets went online yesterday when the magazine broke, so you can go directly to our website.
Thebestofcobb.com. And we'll have all the information up for you to purchase the tickets. Please note, there are limited numbers of tickets. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, the space, and obviously with social distancing and trying to make sure that everybody is safe, we will only have that limited number. Once they're gone, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So we do want to advise people to go ahead and get on it.
Mm-hmm. And for those who may have missed out this year, when can we start nominating our favorites?
It'll be the end of September.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Wade and Caitlin, for coming in. And
thank you, Katie Ruth, for having
us. The work that goes into making this issue what it is and bringing this to our community, because I know it's a lot.
A lot.
Indeed.
Indeed. But it's very rewarding. I cannot wait for that party, because I think not being able to do it last year, I think it's going to be the...
It'll be 2 years of celebration. We'll get to celebrate last year's winners as well.
It will be the social event of the year.
Absolutely. Right? That's the goal.
Yeah.
Don't miss.
Thanks so much. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.